I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Every 7.5 seconds, someone in America turns 50. Some welcome the milestone with grace, others not so much. Actress, comedian, and writer Annabelle Gurwitch explores the hazards of reaching the half-century mark in her book, I See You Made an Effort, Compliments and Dignities and Survival Stories from the Edge of 50, and I recently caught up with her to talk about the book. Well, Annabelle, people have been turning 50 for years, I mean decades now. Why is it harder to turn 50 now that you and I are doing it?
Well, you know, it's true. I mean, look, if we're lucky enough to get to this age, it's not like we're inventing turning 50. But, you know, I think that we, as tail-end baby boomers, were raised in this generation where we just actually thought we were never getting older. You know, I just remember when I was younger and watching these Clairol commercials on TV, and they would always say this thing, you're not getting older, you're getting better. Well, guess what? I am getting older. And I know for me, and I think for a lot of my girlfriends, you know, I would, as I was hit 49, I would lie in bed and I was thinking, I got to do the math again. This can't be possible. I really think that we live in this culture that tries to tell you, and I think it does us actually a disservice, that we're not really the age we are. There's always this, you know, 40 is the new 30, 50 is the new 40, but, you know, 50 is still 50. I still have the same amount of years behind me, all this life experience. I actually now make, sometimes I make old people noises when I stand up. I mean, there's my, things have moved lower. I'm on this book tour right now, and I was out doing an appearance in New York last night, and people were like, well, you look really good. I said, it's sausage casing. You can't believe what's underneath here. And, you know, I really think that we, you know, if anything, 50 is the new 50. We have to try to find a way. And, you know, my book, it's a collection of essays, and it's a comedic book, but I really am trying to put this into perspective of, you know, where we are today in the culture. You know, I don't know about you, but I've got a teenager at home. I've got, you know, I had kids later than my mother. She was a grandmother when she was my age. So I've got a teenager at home. I've got to keep working because I got to try to afford my retirement that's moving further and further away. I've got parents who are aging. We had to sell their house last year. I'm stretched in all directions. You know, they call this the sandwich. They call us the sandwich generation. And so for me, I wanted to write a book that reflected what it feels like to be pulled in all these different directions.
Well, you've done a good job with I See You Made an Effort. And full disclosure, I'm 51, so I'm right there with you. And I noticed, and you point out in the book too, you know, I don't feel that much older. Don't think I'm getting that much older. But then I look at my heroes and people I know. They're getting so old around me. That makes me feel old when I'm not really that old.
Well, you know, listen, that's true. I mean, well, I say in the book, you know, all the Ramones are dead except the ones you never cared about to begin with.
Exactly.
You know? You start to see some of your heroes start to pass. But I have to say, look, I feel very vital, but I have actually had some of these, like, age-related things happen to me. There's something called, doctors are calling it boomeritis. Boomeritis are sports-related injuries that people our age are getting when they exercise and they're thinking that they're younger than they are. Now, not that you're not supposed to exercise, because, in fact, like, we're at this age where they're like, you're supposed to take these supplements and you have to get even more exercise if you want to fit into your Sansa belt pants. But you have to have the right equipment. So I was playing tennis in running shoes. I turned my ankle over, and I ended up in the boot. You know, you've seen that orthopedic boot, and you see a lot of those boots.
Yes, indeed.
Are in that. So, you know, there are actual, you know, real things. We think, because we look better, that we're immune to this stuff, and we're not.
I wonder, well, it was obvious in reading I See You Made an Effort that it is different for a woman to turn 50 than it is for men. I mean, you've already mentioned kind of the fashion aspect of things, but then there's also the health things, the perimenopause. I mean, men don't have to worry about that, but you know, I think even at this age, we get our own, men do, own type of hot flashes and other symptoms of age,
yes,
as well.
And usually that shows in the way of things like, hey, I need to buy an expensive sports car. Of course, in this downturned economy, it's more like, I want to get the latest smartphone. You know, we've lowered our expectations, although, you know, things are definitely looking up more in the economy. Still, it's, you know, there's like the new midlife crisis. Well, for women, I do think there's this crazy thing. You know, you go into a department store, and you just want to buy, like, a moisturizer, and you see that there's a product out there. They call it Hope in a Jar. It's criminal that they're trying to sell us this stuff. And here's the embarrassing part. I've bought this stuff. I know it's ridiculous. I mean, unless inside that jar there's a time machine that you can get into, you know, it's not really going to do much for you. But I have to admit, I get seduced by these things. They sound so good. And, you know, they see you coming in these department stores, and they're always made, like, by a doctor. It's like Dr. Colbert's, Dr. Kiyunjin, Dr. Rosenberg. It's what sounds like it's really something. And they have the salespeople in white jackets, like they're medical professionals.
True.
I mean, look, I actually feel really like I should go into that business. I mean, my God, it's a billion-dollar industry. So, you know, these are just some of the things, you know, I'm writing about. I'm trying to write in the book about all these different levels in which your life is impacted. And I do really feel like, you know, there's these things that do us a disservice, like this thing of, like, aging gracefully. I like to say I'm aging with a vengeance. You can't get rid of me.
Well, I'm speaking with Annabelle Gurwitch, the author of I See You Made an Effort, Compliments, Indignities, and Survival Stories from the Edge of 50. I guess, though, you started writing this book when you were 49. Would I be correct to say that you have now taken the plunge into becoming a quinquagenarian, or are you still waiting for that big 5-0?
Wait, I just aged another 10 years by your saying that. That just killed me. The funny thing is, of course, because the perimenopausal brain works slower, my idea was when I started this at 49, I was like, I'll have this book come out when I'm 50. It'll be a big celebration. I'm 52. It took me. Yeah, that's one of those things about, you know, like making an effort. That's why the book is called I See You Made an Effort. It took me 2 years longer than I thought to make the book. So it's like, oh my gosh. Then I couldn't change the title because it just didn't sound like, you know, from the edge of 53.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly.
It's just, I kept it at 50 because I really thought this was the moment, you know, when you're 49 and you get the AARP email for the first time.
Right, right. Yes.
Oh, and you're just sure they sent it to the wrong person, but I'm now convinced the AARP is a branch of the NSA because they find you.
Yes, they do. Very quickly. So.
They know how old you are. They know where you live. They start sending you mailers. And my husband and I, just to remind ourselves of, like, oh, my God, I can't believe it's us, they send us your AARP membership cards. We haven't paid, but we keep them on the bulletin board. And my husband has written a note on it saying, okay, already, I know I'm old.
Well, it's been pointed out that every 7.5 seconds, someone in America turns 50. And do you feel that everyone reacts pretty much the way you and I have been reacting when they turn 50? Or do you think there's some people who go, oh, boy, I'm 50?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, I do think that there are some people, I don't know them, I've never
yes.
met them, they might be out there, but even if you are saying that, society around you isn't quite saying that. I mean, I'm standing in the supermarket, and I look over at a magazine, and I realize what it says is, looking good at 20, 30, 40, and beyond.
And beyond.
They're sending us to the great beyond. So even if you feel good, I don't know anyone who doesn't feel that they start to notice. They start becoming invisible. I was on CBS this morning the other day, and Charlie Rose said, yeah, you know, you get to a certain age, and women start looking at you on the street, and, like, you know, like you're hot. They start looking at you and asking if you have directions. and you know, so, you know, for both men and women, you start to see this growing invisibility. So no matter how great you feel, there is this moment. And that was another reason, because we are becoming the largest demographic in America at this age. age group, I thought I'd write this book. You know, it was sort of a throwdown. I don't know what you call it, a rallying cry, a battle cry for people our age to say, hey, we're here. We're not going anywhere. We look pretty good. We might make a little old person noise when we stand up, but we feel pretty good.
Well, I loved your top five signs you may be turning 50 in your book, I See You Made an Effort. It's one of those, you memorize the entire Fleetwood Mac North American tour schedule, and I see that happening with my friends who are all, you know, right there, my high school graduating class, right there at that age, and they're, you know, it, for them it's not only Fleetwood Mac, it's Yes, and whatever is left of Lynyrd Skynyrd going on tour, too, and that is, you know, then you look at these people, you look at Fleetwood Mac, and you go, my God, they're getting old, too.
I know, it's so funny. Yeah, one of the signs that you might be turning 50 is also if you've ever accidentally said the Facebook or the Twitter, you know that you're in this category. For women, it's if you've ever gone to your yoga class and you've noticed you're the only one that has a visible panty line because you're the only one who's wearing panties under your yoga pants. That's one of them. When you realize, oh, my gosh, the other day, my husband, so funny, we're in his car, and he's playing his favorite satellite radio station, and it's called, like, Vinyl. And I said, oh, honey, that's oldie station. This is a euphemism for oldie station. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, denial, one of the top five signs, it's your turn. If you say the phrase, like if you've ever said the phrase, in my day,
right,
or nowadays, or the word touchstone,
yes,
that's another one of those signs that you might need this book.
Well, and getting frustrated with the younger generation. You know, the kids these days.
Okay, if you say the kids these days, I didn't put that in the book. I have to go back, recall all the copies of the book, and add that.
Yeah, because I think that's one, too. You know, it's where you have a bunch of old guys standing around shaking their head. Just amazing.
I know. I don't want to become that person, but I'm not going to lie. Those kind of thoughts occur to me. They really do.
Yeah, those Sansibelt pants are getting more comfortable these days, aren't they? Well, we only have a minute left. I was wondering, you know, as you have crossed into the quinquagenarianism, what you feel about facing 60 here in just a few years?
I'm in complete denial, like I was about 50.
Yes.
And I'm just not looking that far ahead. I'm just trying to deal in the present moment. And actually, if there's one thing I feel like is one of those gifts, I'm rolling my eyes as I say it, of turning 50, it's that I do have a bit more of that carpe diem spirit. I have a little more of that seize the day spirit because, you know, you do see the expiration date looming ahead. It's sort of that number is big, and I've thought, you know what? In a lot of cases, when I'm faced with something in my life now, I am like, you know, I got to go for it. It has been empowering. It has been empowering.
Actress and author Annabelle Gurwitch talking about her book, I See You Made an Effort, Compliments and Dignities and Survival Stories from the Edge of 50, available where books are sold. You can learn more about Annabelle and her work and the book at our website, wvxu.org. Annabelle, thanks for being on Cincinnati Edition today.
Thanks a lot.